Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Who likes mowing their lawn? Raise your hand. Oh, wait, it's radio. Just tell me if you do.
I like that.
Find it therapeutic?
I do. It's good exercise.
My husband won't let me mow the lawn anymore.
Because he likes it?
He says I can't do the pattern. I'm like, what does that mean?
The pattern?
Oh, yeah. You know how he has to have
it. Oh, Steve's got to get out.
You got to go back and forth, or you do it in a square so that you have the... Right, exactly.
Square.
Steve's got to get a hobby.
Yeah, I got to do it when he broke his arm 1 year, but that was it.
Dave, you like mowing the lawn?
I used to like mowing the lawn. I don't mow it much anymore.
Not me either. Super Joe, you like mowing the lawn?
Take it or leave it.
When I was a kid, we had literally a 70 by 50 yard field that my father mowed and turned into like a base place we could play baseball and stuff. And then my brother and I would have to mow it. Now, eventually there was a ride on lawnmower, which made it a little easy, but it was more than once we mowed it with a push mower, 70 by 50 yards. It's a lot of grass.
That is a lot.
Taking you 2 days.
Takes a long time. And
you got to start again.
And it's amazing to me when I heard the story for this morning's most valuable person on the planet, Rodney Smith Jr. He's mowed lawns for free in all 50 states. All 50 states. 5 times. Now he's doing it for veterans, and he is the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Rodney.
How you guys doing?
You're unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable.
Raising Men Lawn Care Service is an organization designed to promote community awareness for the future boys and girls of this country, age 7 to 17, a union of an ordinary yard maintenance service and a commitment to establish an inspiring program to keep kids on the right path. And now you're doing this for vets. Are you got a system? How do you mow lawns that much? How do you mow them that fast? What's wrong with you?
I'm not sure what's wrong. I've been diagnosed yet, but yeah, just a colon. It started when I first left high school. I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I asked God to use me as his vessel. You know, he didn't give me an answer that day, not a month later, not even a year later. It happened a few years. When I came across an elderly man outside mowing his lawn, and it looked like he was struggling.
Sure.
So I pulled over and helped him out. And that night I decided I'd start mowing free lawns and for the elderly, disabled, single moms, and veterans. And ever since then, I've been doing it. And that was in 2015.
You're a good man. You are a good man. How do you support yourself doing all that free care?
I'm just trying to build up the program. I got to live at my dad's house right now, rent-free, so I'm just trying to build up the program because I see it being like a big brother's, big sister's program one day, you know, because it's such a needed service everywhere. I've drove to all 50 states, and everyone's saying they want a chapter of the program in their city and state, so my goal is to build it up and make that possible one day.
It's weareraisingmen.com. Weareraisingmen.com is a website. We can help you there, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, of course. Sure, you can go there, and just because it's called Raising Men Lawn Care Service, it doesn't mean we don't accept the young ladies. We do. So when the young ladies join the program, they get a Raising Women's T-shirt. So we're trying to encourage both boys and girls to get out there and make a difference one lawn at a time.
All right. So mowing for vets, mowed lawns in all 50 states 5 times. You're not just driving around neighborhoods looking for people that need help. They must be must have groups reaching out to you, right?
Everything through social media. So let's say when I go on my 50 states, 50 lawns tour, let's say I go to Pittsburgh. So I'll drive to Pennsylvania, right outside of Pennsylvania. I'll take a picture at the Pennsylvania sign and say, "Hello, Pennsylvania, I'm here. I'm going to be mowing in Pittsburgh. If you know any people who are elderly, disabled, single moms, or veterans who need the lawn mower for free, let me know." And people just send me lawns.
Yeah, you must have met some amazing people doing this.
Oh, yeah, man, especially when it comes to the veterans. Right? I just finished my 50-state tour for the veterans, and meeting the World War II veterans were amazing. I heard their stories. I mean, they could remember it just like it was yesterday.
And you
give me detailed stories.
And you're smart enough to listen. You do all this driving?
Oh, yeah, so I drive to 48 states, and I fly to Alaska and Hawaii. For my last tour, for my veterans tour, Delta flew me first class to my last 2 states, Alaska and Hawaii. So I'm grateful for them.
God bless you, man. It's amazing. It's amazing work you're doing, and I'm happy we could help get the word out about it because I didn't know about you till my folks told me, the staff here, that you were getting it done. Weareraisingmen.com on social media. How do we find you?
on social media, Rodney Smith Jr. on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Rodney Smith Jr. And yeah. Google up the story as well. Can we got to post this story, Michael. Let's put it up at Cochran Show on Twitter and Steve Cochran Show everywhere else. You're a good man. Get back to your mower.
All right, thank you.
See you later.